Solar industry and consumer groups say they will focus their efforts this year on making the case that, contrary to the argument of the state's electric utilities and the Public Utilities Commission, rooftop solar systems are saving other California ratepayers billions of dollars.
Yeah, that's the utility's argument, is essentially rooftop solar customers are to blame for California's high rates. We don't pay our fair share, and as a result, we leave everybody else to pick up the tab. That's the utility's argument. It's not true. A new study that very specifically looked at this claim found that claim is just riddled with very simple to point out math errors and omissions. And in fact, when you correct all of the mistakes in the claim, it turns out that rooftop solar saved all ratepayers $2.3 billion in 2024 alone.
Dave Rosenfeld is the director of the Solar Rights Alliance, a nonprofit association of California solar users. His group pushes back against PG&E and other private investor-owned utilities and nonprofits like the Natural Resources Defense Council and the utility reform group TURN. They blame solar rooftop systems for skyrocketing utility bills. The Public Utilities Commission and its ratepayer advocate office agree. Last spring, the head of the Public Advocate's Office, Linda Sarizawa, testified to a legislative committee that rooftop solar customers were costing other ratepayers billions of dollars.
Rooftop solar programs continue to shift costs to those who do not have solar. In 2024, we estimate this cost shift to be $6.5 billion.
5 months later, in August, the Public Advocate's Office boosted that estimate, saying in a report that rooftop solar customers were costing other electricity consumers $8.5 billion in 2024 in a so-called cost shift. The cost shift argument originated with the Edison Electric Institute, which represents utilities nationwide. The PUC has made several controversial decisions based on the argument that rooftop solar systems are unfairly shifting costs to everyone else. The PUC lowered the rate at which utilities reimburse customers for the extra solar energy they generate and send back to the grid. The lower rate has made it much less cost-effective for people to buy rooftop solar systems, and sales plummeted. The PUC also barred farms, schools, and apartment buildings from fully benefiting from the solar energy they generate on their own premises. Rosenfeld of the Solar Rights Alliance says PUC decisions over the past 2 years have caused a collapse in the California solar industry.
Solar industry has gone off a cliff. And so now rooftop solar adoptions this past year are at the lowest level that they've been since 10 years ago.
As a result, about 20,000 California solar industry workers have lost their jobs. Many companies have gone out of business. Rosenfeld and other solar advocates are hoping to get rooftop solar adoption back on track. They're leaning on a study completed in November by economist Richard McCann. He specializes in environmental and energy resource economics and policy and has served as an expert witness at the Public Utilities Commission. McCann examined the Public Advocate's Office report in detail. He has documented what he calls bad math and erroneous assumptions that led to the conclusion that rooftop solar customers cost everyone else more than $8 billion. Instead, McCann says his analysis found that rooftop solar helped prevent even higher rates for other consumers.
Basically, we end up at the end with over $2 billion in net savings for all other customers in the system.
Among McCann's findings were that the Public Advocate Office report overestimated how much solar energy rooftop systems send back to the grid and underestimated how much solarized homes pay for the electricity they use beyond what they generate. McCann also says the energy generated by rooftop solar systems saved money by helping utilities avoid investments in costly new infrastructure. And he faults the assumption that the electricity customers use from their own rooftop panels should be counted as a cost to everyone else. McCann notes that electric utilities in the 1970s resisted energy efficiency measures, which are now widely adopted and accepted. He says the same acceptance should apply to self-generation of solar electricity.
I don't see anybody out there saying that we should be taxing energy efficient refrigerators or taxing putting in insulation or any of those sorts of things. There is nothing that is going after those customers for having gone out and reduced their energy consumption over that time period. So there's this big differential hypocritical treatment between customers who generate power for themselves and customers who install various measures to reduce the power that they consume.
Rosenfeld and other climate campaigners say that rooftop solar must play a critical role if the state is to meet its ambitious renewable energy goals. California is currently falling short. As the world likely experienced the hottest year on record in 2024, the argument over the contributions of rooftop solar systems is not just academic.
I mean, so goes California, so goes the rest of the country, right? I mean, it's you know, what are we, the fifth, sixth, who knows? We always go back and forth. One of the largest economies in the world. And so just what we do in terms of carbon emissions and in terms of technological deployment and adoption just drives what the rest of the country does. And then what the rest of the country does drives what the rest of the world does.
The nation is preparing for a second presidential term of Donald Trump, who has promised to drill, baby, drill, and roll back federal incentives and financing for green energy. Climate campaigners are hoping California can once again lead the way toward the renewable energy future that will be necessary to avoid climate catastrophe. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News, Pacifica Radio.